Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Beamich and Finley, 1 o'clock. Somebody stole my chapstick. Odds are it was a rooster. He was the last one in here. Landville, what do you think is more likely? Rooster stole my chapstick or that I lost it?
You lost it. Oh, looks like you found it.
I just found it.
So you're just falsely accusing the rooster for no reason?
I take it all back, Roost. My B. All right. We got a Baltimore fan on the line? I'm into that. Phone lines are open. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Here's my question, and I'm honestly posing it as a question. I don't know, and the odds are they probably can't slow down Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson and the Ravens' run game. The Ravens are first in the NFL in rushing the football. In five games, as a team, they have over 1,000 rushing yards. That's unbelievable. But, like, we have this image in our brains of what the Ravens are defensively. And so far this year, they haven't really been that. Overall, they're 26th in points allowed, 19th in yards allowed. Remember, they lost Mike McDonald from that coaching staff. They lost Anthony Weaver from that coaching staff. They obviously have some good players, and they're the Ravens, and they wear purple, and it's going to be in their building. But the question is relatively simple. Are you convinced Washington can or cannot keep up with Baltimore? Ray is calling us from Baltimore. What up, Ray?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
How you doing, buddy?
What's going on? Hey, man, first and foremost, I love the show. It's an honor to get in. You and B-Mitch got the hottest, one of the hottest shows in the DMV.
Thanks,
dude. I listen every single day, and I just want to just say that on the front end.
Appreciate that.
The rant, the mini rant I'm about to go on, you know, look, I got family in PG and D.C., but the mini rant I'm about to go on is not directed to you or anybody else. It's to the callers that's calling in. You know, talking real spicy, because here's the bottom line. I hear everything you're saying about the stats being what it is when it comes to the defense. You got a generational talent in Kyle Hamilton. You still got Roquan. You still got Nnamdi Amadi-Pike. I mean, nobody's talking about Travis Jones. Even when you talk about the rushing game, you're not even talking about Justice Hill. You know what I mean? Like, and Rashad Bateman that's coming into his own. The bottom line is the vibe in Baltimore, Finley, I'm just going to keep it 100, because we heard from Buffalo fans a couple weeks ago talking the same noise about coming in and stomping. We definitely heard it from Detroit fans last year, and that's the same vibes that a lot of fan base is. We heard the same kind of chirping from Detroit, and we ran them out the stadium by the third quarter. So I hope it's a good game, but at the end of the day, the vibe that's up here in the Charm City is, okay, it's going to be a good game. But, you know, every time teams come and talk, and they come to the bank and talk, where it's going to be 70,000 people, man, I'm telling you, at the end of the day, it's going to be another W. I love Jayden Daniels. I love it for the area. But at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, the champs of the millennium since 2000 is going to continue to be the Baltimore Ravens. That's all I got to say, Playboy.
A couple, if I may, and I appreciate the call, Ray. I appreciate the kind words. Ray hung up. The champs of the millennium are the Chiefs. They've won three. I understand that Baltimore's won two. I'm not trying to take that from them. That's the same amount the Giants have. There's also a team called the Patriots that have probably won six. I have seen Valdez has talked about this, and I do think it's a reasonable claim. Matt Valdez is a senior Ravens reporter for the Dundalk Times. And he's explained that what Baltimore does is they get teams that come in there that are hot and they bully them. And Washington is not necessarily a young team because they did bring in a bunch of veteran free agents, but they're an inexperienced group together, right? Like this group from the front office to the 16th person on the practice squad, they've been together 5 months. Like, they haven't been through the battles that a team like Baltimore has. And that could matter in a high-pressure, lot of eyeballs game. I'm fully aware of that. But I don't know, man. My question is, can Washington keep up with Baltimore scoring? Are all these calls clear? Are we good to go on everything? Because I got to start here. There's a dude named Michael Jackson on the line. Hello, Michael Jackson. Do you think?
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Let me start with this. I've been working here since the late 80s. I have love for the Skins. So I'm not here to put down the Commanders, forgive me. And I love what Jaden Daniels is doing for the team, what the team is doing for the city right now, because it's been a long time since they had this kind of, not hope, but just a really good thing going on. I feel good about the team, and they're just doing the damn thing. So, you know. And it's good to know that listening to the post-game interview with your quarterback, and come to find out then that he and Lamar, they stay in touch with each other. You know, I don't know whether he mentors or they just good friends or whatever, but it's good. Like I said, it's good for the city that the Skins are Commanders are doing well, and I'm happy for that. But so I'm just really looking forward to a really good game, and I really like for them both to do well. It's a national, you know. Home is where the heart is, so I want my Ravens to win, but I still want the Commanders to not just show up.
I appreciate the call. I appreciate you listening. Good luck making that left turn. Can you do me a favor and give me your best?
No.
Thank you, dude.
Uh-huh.
Jeff, do you want to give me one? Pretty good. Landini, one?
Michael Jackson was no fun, bro.
I don't got one.
If your name's Michael Jackson, you got to lean into it.
Yeah,
I'm not asking you to moonwalk to the station, but give me a
Nah, I definitely want to see you moonwalk to the station.
I'll be honest, Jeff. I'm going to confess this. I'm going to left hand up. I don't think I'm a very good moonwalker. I could jaywalk.
JP, I wouldn't put it past you.
I could jaywalk well. What other types of walking are there? Regular walking I'm pretty good at. Not much of a moonwalker. Rick is in Bethesda. Ricky, can the Commanders score with the Ravens?
Most definitely, JV. Thank you for letting me on. Yeah, most definitely. The best defense that the Commanders have is Jaden Daniels. So with his ability, so all the first five teams that came against him were, you know, just like with Tampa when they blitzed him, just like with Cleveland when they were coming hard at him, and he handled all that. So the Ravens don't have anything on the other side. And then the other key factor is going to be the line. The line is playing and wearing people down, and with them rotating people in and out, they're staying fresh, but they're wearing the defense down. So, yeah, they can stay with them and, you know, focus. The defense focuses on Henry and focuses on Lamar, their receivers are not as good as the Commanders. The only one person I would be worried about is 43, which is, I believe it's Hill for them. Now he's kind of like on the Eckler, kind of
Justice back. Hill is a hell of a player, but can I ask you something? So you're not worried about Henry?
I'm not going to say I'm not worried, but because we have the tackles and we're rotating them in and out, I believe that I'm not saying he's not going to break off one, but if we're ahead and we're scoring, it doesn't matter how much he runs.
Okay. Thank you, Rick. Appreciate you, bud.
Okay, bud.
I'm going to turn to the chief BS officer of the program here. Lampville, as a lifelong minus 2 years Burgundy and Gold fan, anyway, are you worried about Derrick Henry this weekend?
Yes.
Okay. I appreciate that. Appreciate the honesty. Henry through five games has 572 yards and 6 touchdowns. His long run of the year is 87 yards. Oh, and by the way, he's 6'2", 250. So kind of remarkable that he's capable of breaking the long ones. Last week in Cincy, 15 carries, 92 yards with a touchdown, broke a 51-yarder. 2 weeks ago against the Bills in an absolute beatdown. I believe that was the Sunday night game. 24 carries for a buck 99 and a touchdown, including an 87-yarder. 3 weeks ago at Dallas, 25 carries for 151 yards, two touchdowns, averaged 6 yards a pop, added a 23-yard reception in that game. Now, the Ravens did open 0-2. In those first two games, Henry did not go over 100 yards. In the opener against Kansas City, 13 carries for 46 with a touchdown. Second game, which was really a kind of an eye-opening loss, they lost at home to the Raiders, 18 carries for 84 yards and a touchdown for King Henry. Derrick Henry also last week went over 10,000 rush yards for his career. All right, all right, all right. Joe is in Manassas. Joe, can the Commanders keep pace with the Ravens?
Yeah, what's up, JP? I love the show as always. And
thanks,
definitely
buddy.
We can keep pace with the Ravens, man. Are you kidding me? The thing that is, like you said, they stopped the run well, but Jaden does both well. He can run, he can pass. So I think we're going to air him out through the air. We're going to get him through the air. I definitely think we're going to get him through the air. Terry's going to have a big game. And I'm thinking Ertz, man, is going to have a big game as well.
Calling the Ertz shot. All right, there you go. I mean, Ertz gets a lot of targets, dude. You know, I don't think kind of the high-end speed playmaking ability is necessarily still there for Zach, but he's sure-handed. He's second on the Commanders with 24 targets. Terry's first with 36.
And also across the middle, I think that's going to be huge to open up the outside. So across the middle, Ertz going across the middle is going to be huge to open
those,
up
like slow
those
drags
routes
and crossers. Yeah, I'm with you, man.
Yep.
Thanks for the call, Joe.
Hey, JP, have a good day, bro.
You too, buddy. Let's go to Alexandria. You know that I went to Alexandria this weekend, Landfill? I don't know if you're aware of that. I went to Old Town, had a very nice time. Shout out to dude, people were asking me, Landfill, this is funny. You know the restaurant Landini Brothers? People were asking if that was your family because we call you Landini so frequently. So next time you go in there, be like, hey, I'm one of the brothers. John is in Alexandria. Hello, John. Can Washington
hey,
keep up?
How we doing?
Good, buddy.
Long-time listener, first-time caller. Appreciate you guys having me on.
Thanks for calling.
I was just saying that fortunate enough to get to go to both home games this year. And this past week, man, I was nervous. Felt like a trap game. Cleveland's defense was real legit. And after watching it, man, Jaden Daniels, Cliff Kingsbury, they're on the same page. I'm convinced that we are going to be able to score against anybody in this league. And also, I think Dan Quinn, man, has made this defense. It's taken a little bit of time, but I think this defense is better than we're even giving it credit for now. I know we got some weak secondary and et cetera, but I think it's all starting to come together, man. I'm nervous, but I'm excited to say the least.
Appreciate it, man. It should be a fun one. Should really be a fun one. Thank you, John.
Yes, sir.
A little bit of news here. We're able to get the stream back up and running, so if you like joining us on the YouTube, you can. Jeff, breaking news that, you know, frankly, I couldn't care less about, but I'm going to say it. Timothy Park wants us to know that the Chicago Fire hire Greg Berhalter as head coach. Your take, Jeff.
Who?
Correct. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to keep talking about football, not the Chicago Fire hire Greg Berhalter. I think that's soccer. I think that's the old soccer coach of the national team, right, who was terrible. Why would you hire that dude? Like, I'd rather hire Ted Lasso than that dude. Just to get us back on track, Landfill, I don't want to, you know, I got distracted, as I'm wont to do. Commander Tequila. Hello, Commander. Can the Commanders keep up with the Ravens?
Oh, yeah. We can keep up with the Ravens. They ain't a problem at all.
Thank you, Commander. Yeah, appreciate you. Phone lines remain open. 800-636-1067. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is it this Goo Goo Dolls also? Didn't Heavy Metal Chris try to claim they used to be a punk band? Do any of us believe him? This is about as soft rock pop VH1 pop-up video as it gets.
Heavy Metal Chris thinks everybody used to be a punk band.
Nailed it. Landfill, I haven't asked you yet. Phones are lit up. We're going to take phones the rest of the hour. Okay? I don't know what was on the sheet. I apologize. I know I always stick to the sheet. Right now, I'm not. Landini, you think this kid can keep up with the Ravens? Just scoring?
I've convinced myself that they're going to win this game.
Wow!
Yeah. One of the things that we've seen from Lamar's time in the NFL is they kind of don't come back particularly well. And I think that the Commanders can get ahead early. And, you know, then the defense will be able to sit back, understanding that they're going to pass, and I think they're going to win the game.
Wow.
I think they'll be able to stop them.
Is it possible the Ravens, with the crazy comeback over the Bengals? I kind of doubt it because they're like the talk of the NFL, but is it possible the Ravens have like seen, like Washington's coming again? Who cares? Like, we'll beat them.
Ooh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know, and I doubt it because of all the conversation. They're on the road at Tampa the following week, so I don't know that it's a trap game per se, but it is just, dude, they just came back from a road game. They've got the Commanders at home. Then they got two more on the road. I don't know. The Ravens' track record suggests they don't get caught up in that stuff, but they lost to the Raiders at home. That just happened. Phone lines are lit up. Let's go to Tyler in Fredericksburg. What up, Ty?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Do you think Washington can keep up?
I think we will, honestly. And actually you brought up a great point that I also want to bring up as one of my points is, you know, when the Ravens won an overtime against the Bengals, I mean, we smoked the Bengals. Derrick Henry, as you know, is getting up there in age, and, you know, he had a couple good games. You know, I have him as part of my fantasy team, so I keep a pretty close track on that. But as well as our defensive has improved, especially stopping the run, if we're able to corral Derrick Henry and definitely keep Lamar Jackson under wraps and make and really force him, which he's gotten better at passing as well over the years, but he's not as good as the passer compared to Jaden, even though, yes, Jaden is a small sample size the last few games. But I think it's going to come down to a little bit of a shootout. But just like these last few games we played, if we're up by 20, 30 points and we start, you know, coasting, you know, quote-unquote, in the run game, I think we're going to keep it alive. I think we're going to be sitting real pretty during that game. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate you, Ty. Thank you. Can I give an early bleep you? I know it's Tuesday and not Thursday, but may I? Listen, hosting a radio program, this ain't brain surgery. Like, we're not saving, you know, at-risk youth here. But you do have to be a little bit locked in. Especially B is gone, so it's just me. Jeff's got me back up on the stream. My hair looks great, I'll add. But, like, I got to kind of pay attention here. You know what you don't need? So my man D. Shea is asking in the stream, who's poking JP? You know what you don't need while you're solo hosting, trying to handle the phones, trying to handle a lot of things, is to get tickled. What kind of man tickles another man, Jeff? Anthony Haney, who I appreciate, I respect. Anthony Haney is a friend of mine, just walked in and tickled me in the middle of a segment. I feel like this should be a tickle-free zone. This should be a safe space, anti-tickling zone, especially from another dude. Another dude as skinny as freaking Anthony.
You're Tickle Me Finley.
What the hell is going on here?
Why he walk in here and say, oh, y'all on air?
Yeah, like, What do you think's happening? And I'm going to ask you a real question. You think I spend a single extra minute in this chair than I have to? You think I'm sitting in this damn chair if I'm not on the air? You just walk around tickling people? Is that your thing? Landfill, when's the last time you tickled another man?
I mean, it's been a while.
Jeff? Who knows what Jeff's up to?
I don't tickle men.
I tickle my daughters.
Aunt
my
likes
5-year-old
to tickle
loves
people.
Getting tickled. My 5-year-old daughter tickles me. She's my kin, and she's 5. Anthony, why the hell did you just walk in here and tickle me? Yeah, she's that old. Give him your mic, Jeff. Aunt, explain yourself. Why are you out here tickling dudes?
Hold on. Let me get the headphone on. You can hear me, JP?
I hear you, buddy. The stream saw you tickle me, too.
Yeah, so I just thought to, catch you off guard. I know you didn't see me. I saw you.
Sure.
So, I just crept up right behind you, and I try to, poke you in the side. And this is typically what I do to my younger brother. He's 18 now. But when he was younger than me, or I guess when we lived together, that's how I would, beat him up and, bully him a little bit. So I'm not going to say I was bullying you.
You guys were related.
Yes.
Let's start there.
Yes.
Lived in the same home. Now, you and I are friends. I don't want to act like we're not friends.
Uh-huh.
In hindsight, do you wish you hadn't tickled me live on the radio?
Nah.
So you're a known tickler?
Yes.
I think you have to let people within 500 yards of your home know that. You can't just go around tickling people.
I'll let you know.
And
everybody knows that.
I'll give you a chance at redemption here. Do you think the Commanders can keep up the scoring with the Ravens?
Keep up the scoring with the Ravens? I think if they are as aggressive as they were against the Bengals, I think that a team like the Ravens, you have to score touchdowns. You can't settle for field goals. I think you got to be aggressive. And if you are, I think you'll have a chance to be in the game. But ultimately, I think the Ravens will win this game.
That's Ant Haney. Check him out on the Hoffman Program or wherever dudes that tickle other dudes hang out. Let's get back to the phone lines. That was a bizarre 5 minutes. Listen, I'm a fan of the Hoffman Program. I might have to call in and make sure Craig knows what happened here. Craig is a believer in civil liberties. Mine were possibly violated. If we had an HR department, I might take it up with them. It's possible Darius is in charge of HR. Jeff thinks he's the right guy for the job because he runs a Madden league. Did I miss anything there, Landfill?
I think that's pretty much it, but we're all in agreement with Ant here. I think we need more tickling of JP.
No. Toothpick is on the line. Pick, can the Commanders keep up with the Ravens?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, JP. Listen, first off, Jay, I'm going to say this. Ant is an outstanding young man, and if he felt like you needed to be poked, you needed to be poked. So just go with it.
Damn, the people are backing up Ant, backing up the tickler. I'm the aggrieved party.
No, JP. No, JP. You're not aggrieved at all. You're a fella that needs to be poked every now and again. Just like
this is
D.
like
Raven.
When Bishop had the dream about me and people yelled at me. I'm the aggrieved party.
No, listen, Jay. The Ravens are the bully, right? And they used to punch the people in the mouth. Well, you got an offense that comes in that's aggressive, and they like to run the ball just as much as the Ravens do. The question is, can we keep up the scoring with them? I'm with Landfill. We going up to Baltimore, and we about to beat them.
Damn, people are feeling good. Ravens are a pretty good football team. Thank you, Toothpick. Appreciate you, pal. Let's clean out these calls so I don't get yelled at for. Jeff, don't take any more, but we're going to take these last two, okay? I'm going to try to get us out on time. Not my strength. Apparently, getting tickled. Jamal is on the line. Jamal, can Washington keep up with the Ravens?
What's going on, JP? We definitely can keep up with them, man. This right here is big. Everybody knows that. This is the Mo's versus the Yo's. If you know, man. And we got another one against them with Lamont and Tank. And I don't think that one will go in our favor. So this one, we got to go get. So I feel like if we can keep B-Rob healthy, I think he's going to play because he see McNichols, McMichaels, whatever. We all see him. That guy's the reason B-Rob didn't miss that game. If he didn't show out the way he did, B-Rob is like, yeah, you know what? I see that guy. That's the reason my guy Eckler got back from the concussion fast, too. So we have a great running back room that I feel we're going to lean on, and that's going to lead us to a victory. I think we're going to win the game 27-24. Washington Commanders, thanks for taking my call.
Great call. Thanks, Jamal. Yo, people are optimistic, man. If you look at the betting, if you look at where the action is, it's early in the week, too. This is all probably going to stabilize over the course of the next couple days. The tickets are about split, early action, Commanders, Ravens, but the cash is all on Washington, getting 6.5. That could mean a few things. It could mean there's some real sharp money, some big money plays on the Commanders. It could just mean there's more people making generally bigger plays here. Last call of the day, my man Rusty. Can Washington keep up with Baltimore?
What's up, JP? How you doing today? And I knew that you would get me on the radio after I just got done rolling up 1,200 foot of hose. So,
whoa, pause, dog.
Yeah.
You got 1,200 hose?
I own a power washing company. So.
Sweet. Come by the house.
But anyway.
The backyard
yeah,
can use
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a ride. But anyway, we can definitely keep up with the Ravens. And I actually threw a tweet out last night that said, I'm the only happy person on the group text. I never thought it would be that way. I got a group text with some Bears fans, a Jets fan, Eagles fan, stuff like that. But I told the group text last night, I said, hey, I think we can beat the Chiefs. I was just watching them last night, and I mean, yeah, they are the champs. Until they're not the champs, they're the champs. But I think that we can compete with any team, and that includes them. Now, what I have to say to the other guy who's probably listening and had to hear all these people say that the Ravens are going down is that you named all these people that we're sleeping on. Did you forget about Jeremy McNichol? Did you forget about Austin Eckler, who nobody wanted? Did you forget about Zach Ertz, who's, I don't know, 39 years old or whatever he is? Did you forget 39. About – that was, yeah, a stretch. Did you forget about Brandon Coleman, who's a rookie left tackle? Did you forget about Tyler Biadasz, who, by the way, is kicking ass up and down the field?
Sure.
Like, let's talk about the guys on the burgundy and gold that nobody's talking about. Yeah, Jaden gets all the love, and he should. DQ gets all the love, and he should.
Russ,
good Lord, how?
If I may, so you're calling in ahead of the Ravens game, Commanders Ravens, to not only say you're not worried about Baltimore, you think it's time to go to Kansas City and beat the Chiefs' ass? Is that where we're going here?
I'm not going to put anybody in front of the game that's the current game, but I'm to a point now, a fan of this team for 41 years. I am to the point now where I feel like we can compete and beat any team in the league.
Rusty, you're like ludicrous. You got hose. Thanks for the call, buddy.
302.
I got this tweet from Chester Eubanks. He said, remember, Baltimore had trouble with the Bengals. Without that bad hold, Baltimore probably doesn't win. If you want to play the same opponent's game, it's kind of interesting because Washington went out there and looked really pretty damn good, but Baltimore did kind of have to – they were down 10. They came back. You deserve credit anytime you come back. Should be a hell of a ball game this weekend. You know what else should be a hell of a ball game? Caller number 10, right now, you win two tickets to the Africa Cup 2024, Saturday, October 12th, DC United versus Asante Kotoko SC at Audi Field. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event information, visit thefandc.com/events. Just got this from Zebra Sports, Next Gen Stats. Jaden Daniels was looking for receivers downfield against the Browns. His average intended air yards mark at 12.1 was the fourth highest in the NFL, and his average completed air yards mark, 10.7, was the highest in the NFL for Week 5. He was the only quarterback in Week 5 to have an average completed air yards mark of over 9 yards. That's pretty legit. Also legit, Jeff's doing like 100 things right now, so I'm not going to make fun of him, Landfill. I'm just going to be fair to Jeff. Let's do Herd It Here first. All right, Grant and Danny coming up next. Tomorrow we'll all be out in Ashburn, Virginia. We'll hear from Dan Quinn. We'll hear from Jaden Daniels. Should be exciting as everybody's kind of gearing up for Ravens Commanders Week 6. What a ball game this is shaping up to be.
We're talking to Byron Leftwich tomorrow.
We are talking to Byron Leftwich tomorrow.
That'd at noon.
Awesome. Noon. That's dope. And we've been doing the power ranks so long, and we do the same ones that dude Eric Edholm writes them every week. We finally get Eric on the show tomorrow.
Finally got Eric on. He's on at 1.
That'd be great. Talking to Byron Leftwich will be phenomenal. He's obviously a DC guy. He's obviously an NFL quarterback. He's coached at a really high level. I can't wait to hear what Leftwich thinks about Jaden Daniels. Now, without further ado, Jeffrey.
Okay, I'm trying. I was trying to settle in here. JP, what did you
take? I'm trying real hard not to make fun of you because I know you just had to deal with the tickets.
Yes.
It's the fourth hour of our show.
Yes.
We have 2 minutes remaining, and you just said I'm trying to settle in here.
JP,
usually I just had like the first.
I just had to deal with conversation from you, Wendy, and Landfill while answering two phone calls, putting in the goddamn ticket winner, and operating the stream.
I'm just saying,
I had to settle back for the segment. I should say, not the show.
B-Mitch lost, Jeff lost, me and you won.
Boom.
B-Mitch lost because he had the Yankees in a parlay.
Yeah, and Jeff lost because he took the Saints. Yeah.
All right, so.
Okay, so.
What are we doing for B?
B gets an L.
Gives him a fat L for tomorrow because he could have definitely left us with a bet.
But he didn't.
I did just get an anonymous text from a friend of mine that's driving on 28 and got off at Wax Pool Road. And he texted me, I just saw the bubble from the highway. I'm just saying.
You can see it from the highway. You can see it from the highway. Anyway, I'm taking the Mets plus 1.5. If you're on 28 and you're going north,
you can
see the bubble before you get on the left-hand exit to go onto Waxpool.
Yeah, yeah.
You can see the bubble.
You go by Wegmans, it's right past Wegmans.
It's actually easier to see the bubble from 28 than it is from the overpass.
Ooh, guess what, boys? Where's Denton? Is he still around? Denton!
I think Denton ran away. Left.
You know what we got?
Give me the Dodgers.
Liberty?
Liberty.
Nice.
We got football tonight. And I don't care what it is. Liberty versus Florida International. I don't know where either the one's in Virginia, one's in Florida. Give me Liberty. Give me Liberty or give me death. Shout out to Patrick Henry. Thank you to everybody that listened to the program today. Thank you to Barstool Nate for joining us. Thank you to Nick Ackridge for joining us. Thank you to Chris Russell for joining us. His show starts in minutes. On the Team 980. B. Mitch is back tomorrow. We will be live in Ashburn, Virginia. Grant and Danny coming your way next. They got Austin Eckler at 5, I believe. Austin Eckler at 5. Nobody go anywhere. If you made it this far, Jeff owes you a giant stain on your hoodie.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.